Tai.
Spend the day with Tai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Tai Thursday Live.
Radio Tai Thursday Live.
Salam, dear listeners, and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Right now, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful, and grateful pranams at the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. and a very good morning for all of you, and I hope you all are having a very good day till now. The temperature at Prashant Nilayam right now is about 26 degrees Celsius, and it's a quite pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam. Well, from the past 1 week, the nights at Prashant Nilayam are quite cold. The temperature drops down to about 16 degrees Celsius. Well, not surprising, as it's the season of winter here at Prashant Nilayam. Today is 7th of January, and the month of January is yet another festive month at Prashant Nilayam Ashram at Puttaparthi, as we can witness the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Institutes on 11th, and it will culminate on 15th, which happens to be the Sankranti festival, and Prashant Nilayam will be witnessing this festival. So, dear listeners, the next full week, that is from 11th to 15th, there are many cultural programs at Sai Kulanth Hall, and all these programs will be webcast live in our website radiosai.org. So the 11th of January happens to be the sports meet, so I just want to take a couple of minutes talking about the sports meet. On that day, hundreds of Swami students, both boys and girls, from KG to PG, come together to present to the world, more importantly to Swami, a dazzling and amazing display of sports and cultural events in the Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium at Puttaparthi. Well, this is one event, the memories of which every student cherishes for a lifetime. The zenith of a Sai student's expertise is seen in the various adventure games in which they participate, such as motorbike stunts, gymnastics, bungee jumping, paragliding, martial arts, horse riding, and many more. Well, Bhagwan often says, bend the body, mend the senses, and end the mind. As students participate in the sports and cultural activities, they can perceive all these three stages as they undergo them. The values that they learn on and off the field cannot be learned in any classroom. Well, let's take the first stage, bend the body. Swami says that body is the temple of God, but a temple is not merely a room with four walls and a roof. It gains importance and sanctity from the fact that God resides therein. Similarly, the body without God is nothing. The focusing of all energies in learning physical skills is actually a celebration of this fact, that the body is a temple. So we bend the body with a smile. If we take this literally, every action, every effort is sacred, and so no task is considered low or high. Whether it is the background work during, behind the scenes, or performing in the front, all the students and teachers during sports meet put in their best and wholeheartedly work with a single goal in mind, that is to please Bhagavan. So, dear listeners, this month is the festive season of annual sports meet. So let's begin this segment, Service Love in Action, with a song which was specially composed for the occasion of sports meet in the year 2007.
संग हम चले हर घड़ी हर पल तू ही राह है तू ही है मंजिल ये जिंदगी तेरी चाहत में यही ख्वाब है दिल की धड़कन में पल में लिए सपना तेरा चल पड़े लब पे लिए नाम तेरा चल पड़े ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं मेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का ये रिश्ता जीवन भर दिल चाहे तेरा साथ साथ हर पल भर के तेरा प्यार प्यार
सुनहरे लम्हे बिताए तेरे संग अधूरे जीवन में भर दे सारे रंग
हर गम भूल जाएंगे हम हर गम भूल जाएंगे हम ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का ये रिश्ता है जन्मों का के भी हम मिट जाए अगर शोले बन के भी हम जल जाए अगर धूल बन के भी हम मिट जाए अगर शोले बन के भी हम जल जाए अगर सरफरोश बन जाए तेरे कदमों पर तमन्ना यही है लब पर ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी ये दिल हमारे प्यार का ये रिश्ता है जन्मों का ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का
Tune into Sight.
spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity, and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Today's episode is a conversation with Mr. Jijesh, a very active and committed Sai youth from the South Indian state of Kerala. Jijesh is visually impaired since birth. This program was first broadcast live on the 9th of May 2013 as part of Thursday Live. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. on Asia Stream, you can listen to a new Seva story. This segment is hosted by Raghu and it's called Service, Love in Action.
Sai Ram Jijesh, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sai Ram.
So Jijesh, please tell about yourself a little bit.
I'm Jijesh from Kerala. At present, I am working upon designing accessibility for visually impaired, deaf and dumb people, and deaf and blind also.
Okay. So now let's start with how you came to Swami's fold.
I came to know about Swamis when I was a child. Even at that time also, I had an intense desire to visit this auspicious place. But unfortunately, I didn't get any opportunity.
Which year was this?
I think it was in 1997. While I was traveling in an auto, a driver was telling me about Swami and something like that.
Okay.
But I didn't understand anything in a proper manner. But I had something about Swami. And even my neighbors were telling like Sai Baba, something like that. And my Samadhi convener, Shivan Master, he was also compelling my father to take me into Puttaparthi. But unfortunately, I didn't get any golden opportunity to come to this auspicious place at that time.
Okay, so then when did you first come to Puttaparthi and have Swami darshan?
Puttaparthi, I came in 2009. Along with one of my intimate friend, Mr. Sandeep and Harishankar. They brought me into Puttaparthi. They are my neighbors.
So how was your reaction when you came here?
Actually, at first time, I didn't have any faith upon Swami. That was my really real situation, because I met Swami and I was in the darshan. Meanwhile, I was concentrating upon shopping and getting a lot of things from the market and eating the food from the canteens. But in my mind, something was telling to me there is something. Because the next day, Swami was conducting a lot of program, like some yajna that was held here. So, at that time, there was a positive energy or something. Even when Swami came for the darshan, there was a special change at that time. But due to this shopping things or something like that, I was not in a position to concentrate upon that.
So, you were on the darshan lines, but you were not thinking about Swami and...
Yeah, I was expecting to meet Swami. But unfortunately, he was not minding me. That is the things happened. At the same time, they were trying to provide me a golden opportunity for doing the duty here. But due to my ignorance only, I rejected that and I went for a meeting in Bangalore. After that, I was with lot of my career. I went to US for getting a conference and learning lot of things about technology. Actually, that was an opening door to my life also. Because I came to know a lot of things. But I didn't understand that fact that God is doing these things. I totally believed upon myself. That held only because of my awareness about God and the power of God and the glory of God or whatever. Then I went like a normal person. I was living like that. After that, I came to my final year degree. Let me tell you one, share some wonderful stories. Because my graduation was BA English. But unfortunately, I was not learning anything. I visited the class campus to chat with students and interact with the teachers, and I participated in a lot of off-campus activities.
This was in Calicut.
Yeah, St. Joseph Devagiri College. But all teachers identified my interest in technology and they helped me a lot. But by the help of Swami, whenever I attended any exam, I was in a position to get good marks also.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I didn't write my university exam of both first year and second year. Third year also, I was in a position to skip the exam. But when the third year came, I was praying to Almighty, Swami, please help me because I was not in a position to do anything. On the same occasion, a wonderful thing happened. There was nobody to take me to my hostel. I told you the name of my friend Sandeep. Somebody reminded, I don't know, my mind reminded, but that came through the form of Swami, because Sandeep is one of the active worker of Swami and Koilandi Samadhi.
Okay.
Because still he is doing his all works, he is spending his all expenditure, like our petrol expenditure for distribution of rice. He narrated me a lot of stories. So the same time somebody reminded, actually that came automatically into my mind. I was just calling him, because this is a long time after I met him also. I was just reminded his name by some force. Then he told me that he will be taking me to the Calicut bus stand. After that, my friend was in a position to take me. And he was telling me, like Swami's form, this time you have to complete your graduation and something like that. Then I was thinking, how can? Because I was totally behind computers, technology, conference, etc., etc., etc. Then same year also, the same thing happened. I got a golden opportunity to visit this place.
Puttaparthi.
Puttaparthi. With lot of changes I came here. At that time I was expecting the rings and something like that from Swami.
From Swami, okay.
Yeah, because somebody told me that Swami will provide us chain, ring. Then I thought that will be a wonderful weapon for me to survive.
Okay.
That was my only expectation. After some days, I have a wonderful friend, Mr. Vineet. He is also involved in Koilandi Samadhi activities. Vineet and Sandeep, Harishankar and Sachit Tumash, and I have lot of friends. Those who are providing me lot of information of Swami's advice, and our Samadhi convener is also a wonderful person. He is also helping me. And our state president, Mugandan sir, also convey lot of Swami's message and experience. That is the secret of all of my things, whatever I have earned in my life.
Okay.
Only Swami's message.
Now you are telling Jijesh that you are involved in many service activities in the Samiti.
Yeah.
Yeah, please tell about it.
We have lot of programs like rice distribution. We put a small bottle in all houses. In Malayalam we are telling that Pidiyari Sampradaya.
Okay.
Pidiyari system.
Means?
That means before everybody prepare the food at home, they keep a handful of rice into the bottle.
Okay.
We distribute that bottle to the some houses which is designated for the seva's purpose. Every day they put a handful of this rice into that bottle.
Okay, they keep a handful of rice into the bottle every day, and after maybe a month or so you collect the rice and cook
and
it.
And we distribute to the people, those who are poor.
Okay.
We are continuing even now also. But while we made an analysis about the distribution system and mechanism, even 2 rupees are very important for the people, those who are extremely poor.
Yes, really.
So still we are continuing that service. I mentioned that friend Sandeep, he is taking all risk for that service. He is using his own vehicle and he is using his own money for the petrol expenditure for collection and distribution. Once we were ready to distribute the rice, a heavy rain started. I asked what to do. He told that Swami will do something for us. Then we started. As soon as we started the journey, the rain stopped. And we were in a position to wonderfully supply the rice on time. In many occasions, our bike got lot of problems and lot of trouble, like small accidents. Every time we survived than our expectation. While we have done that service, we got a special energy also. I think that is beyond the description. But I have worked with a lot of technology services or conference or whatever the work in my life. But Swami's service only provided enough energy for doing that things.
So, any other service activities you
can do? Apart from that, we are visiting lot of camps. I am not highly active in that. Fortunately, Bhagavan provided me a wonderful opportunity for visiting this leprosy. That also enlightened me in lot of things about the society. And we were motivating them to worship God. And we used to provide food to them. And we have other service like providing food on the occasion of Swami's birthday. We feed more than 1,500 people at that time.
In Calicut.
In Calicut. Even last year, there was an important experience in my life.
Yeah.
I was supplying the food for the beggars along with one of my friends. Beggars mean those who are extremely poor. I was not finding any people. I went to railway station. I met a poor fellow. Before that, I requested him, watch whether he is extremely poor or not.
You told your friend?
I told my friend. He told me that there is a fellow, he is lying in the chair. You can ask him. Then I asked, sir, we are supplying this food on occasion of the Swami's birthday, something like that. He was insulting us. Why can't you give to Sai Baba? Then I was praying God. Then I thought that Swami will be testing me or something like that. I requested, Swami, why are you doing this? As soon as possible, we went to bus stand. And before we go to the bus stand, we found two persons. And we distributed the food. And while we reached the bus stand, we were in a position to see a lot of people, those who are extremely poor. And I hope almost we might have distributed 6 packets of rice. After that, we received a call from the hospital. There is a shortage of food. So, if you have any packets remaining, please bring to that. Then we brought that packet to the hospital. We were in a position to serve to the people, those who are remaining there. Because we distribute the food also in the hospital. And apart from that, our Koilandi Samadhi initiated another project. That was food distribution to the poor people, those who are admitted in the government hospital. Actually, Sandeep is the weapon of Swami, who is in a position to teach about the glory and service activities in this world, directed by Swami.
Who is always helping you?
Every people from Samadhi are helping me. Even if I go to abroad, US or some other places, I am getting the help from Swami's people. Even if I fly frequently, I will be seeing air hostess, those who are Swami's devotee. We will start from some topics. At last, we reach into Swami.
Swami's topic.
And I have found lot of people, those who are devotees of Swami, who flown with me. And once I had an experience, while I had been to Washington DC, I was not in a position to withdraw some amount from my ATM. Then I got the name of my friend, Mr. Ashish from San Diego, who is the active worker of Swami. They have Samadhi and they are doing lot of wonderful services. Even such a developed countries like US, they are distributing the dress for orphanage and they are meeting lot of people by every weekend, and they have study circles and lot of wonderful program. They are extremely happy. Let me tell you one important thing. In US, I have found lot of people, those who are in technology. Everybody is happy with their other activities, something, money and something. But unfortunately, while considering the emotional activities, they are not satisfied.
Mentally, they are not happy.
Mentally, they are not happy. But when I have seen this Sai youth, like Dr. Sam is conducting the program. He is the head of San Diego chapter, I think. So I have met lot of people, those who come to Samadhi, I think every Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday evening, they have a discussion about Swami's messages and something like that. Once I have got a golden opportunity to attend that programs. So that people were extremely happy. Actually, I found a special energy. Because after that, we spent a lot of time with them. We went for dinner after 3 days. I have spent a lot of time with them for shopping and some other things. But they are extremely energetic than any other person whom I have seen in US.
Okay.
I asked them about Swami Seva activities. They are the frequent visitors of Puttaparthi. And in somehow they are connected to Swami. But I have found a lot of moral value from that.
Okay.
But still, at that time also, I didn't understand Swami. I was considering Swami like a business manner. Because if I ask something, Swami will provide me. But Swami corrected every aspect of my life. After that, I have started listening to Radio Sai. That was a turning point to my life. Because whenever I get the message, that email, that will be related to my thoughts.
Sai inspires email.
Sai inspires email.
Yes.
Let me tell you one wonderful story.
Yeah, please do.
Even last month, I had a big experience. I was doing a special accessibility design for the country. There was an officer. He was like my brother. But unfortunately, that company did not meet our needs. Because we were working with that company for long time. They are not preparing. They are telling that we are spending enough time, but nothing is coming. At last, we decide for final meeting along with them. At that day, I have received a mail. Pandavas succeeded in the war. Only because of their pure devotion to the God. So if you want to succeed, pray to God and reduce the bad quality in you. And even before that also, I was crying and praying, Swami, please help me to do the things, and on the morning itself, before I check the mail. Then I thought that if Swami have wrote something like that, there will be something. There will be some hidden thing. The time came, me and that officer went to that company manager, MD. I met. He told, Are, we are going to stop this project because I have spent more than 50 lakhs. Finally, what happened is this officer was also very strict because he felt some sympathy upon this. He told, we will pass the money as soon as possible. Because before that, I evaluated the project. I understood that fact. Nothing has happened for this project. They didn't spend enough time for that or something like that. Actually, I have lot of option. Because one is to report the media. Because if we report as false things with any companies or something like that, there will be lot of people for helping me. Actually, Swami himself guided me that if there is any positive thing, Swami will be in a position to help everybody in this world. That was read by one of my friends in Swami's book. Then I was praying, Swami, how can I handle this person? Because I really felt bad upon that person also, the officer. He was a friend of mine. If I tell today is not raining, he will tell that's correct. Because we had that sort of relationship. Because he was like my brother. Only because of this, the command of that company owner, he felt some sympathy upon. He told that the government can do something for his company, some favor or something like that. Then I told, Bhagawan, please do that, truth only, please help me. Then, after 3 days, I called that fellow. And actually, I was thinking to report these things to government higher office. Even I thought of reporting these things to United Nations or whoever. Because United Nations are having a lot of procedure. I thought, unless it happened in India, because country's money is losing. Because Bhagawan always advised us, don't do. Actually, there is a formula, ABC. Avoid bad company.
Yes, correct.
That is the important quotings of Swami.
Yes.
okay, Jesus, now, because of your different ability, that is, the visual impairment, in day-to-day life, you may be facing a lot of challenges in your life, right?
Yes.
So, how do you overcome this? How Swami has helped you in overcoming these challenges? Can you narrate some more incidents?
Actually, Swami is helping me in every aspect. Let me tell you one thing. I am helped by T.K. Nair, sir. The principal secretary of Prime Minister. Now he is the advisor of Prime Minister. And Umman Chandy, the CM of Kerala, he is also helping me in every aspects.
Okay.
I am doing some service to the country right now in accessibility method manner, implementing that things. From 2011 onwards, they are telling me that government, if I want, government can set up a resource center for me. Actually, Swami brought me lot of information. Lot of information for universal designing. I was in a position to do that things also. But let me tell you, money is not a major problem for me for doing that things or something like that. Government was ready to do every help. Even Chief Minister was telling, Jijesh, Kerala government is always with you. Whatever you want, you do.
Okay.
And this Prime Minister, principal, yesterday itself we were talking. So, Nair sir was telling, Jijesh, whatever the positive things, that can be done. So, you don't worry about money or something like that. Government of India is always with you. And I learned lot of things from abroad, like US and Europe and all over the world. Lot of things, Swami. Actually, this is not anything done by me. Because let me narrate one wonderful incident also.
Yeah, please do.
I was like a proud person since I went to some developed countries or something like that. I myself thought of, I am a person with lot of knowledge or something like that. Then I was continuously praying, Swami, I have researched upon that technology, this technology. Why can't you help me to implement? After 1 week, my friends, those who are related to Samadhi, he was explaining a story. One devotee came to Swami's Samadhi. And he was in a position to offer some amount for the service activities. He was telling continuously, Swami, I have money and I will give it to you. You please accept. I have money, I will give it to you. You please accept. For a long time. And after that, he found another person. And he donated the money. He was telling to Swami, Swami, you have given me a lot of things. I am sharing you a part of that. After that, he applied the same things, same principle. Then what happened is this, next day Swami accepted the things. Then day before yesterday, Friday I came here with a lot of plans and something like that. At that time also I was totally disappointed because I am not in a position to implement my project. I am doing lot of research and something like that to the country. But unfortunately I am not in a position to do anything. Because this, every people are helping me. But I am not in a position to do anything for them. That was really sad. And before 1 month also, I was telling, Swami, God, I am giving you all part of my project to you. Everything is owned by you only. I am only a single instrument of God. I went to Mugambika temple. I was praying the Devi, the same things. I was talking to Swami, the same things. After that, what happened is this. When I was making studies about the employment opportunities and life aspects of visually impaired. When I go through the situation of visually impaired in India, the situation is very pathetic. We can never blame the government because government is doing a lot of effort. But that has to be extended into private sector also. Lot of companies accepting the visually impaired. But comparing the life aspects, it is extremely poor. Abhilash is a normal person. He can do sweeping or building construction. Whether he is a sighted person, somebody is suspended from his company work, he can sell coconuts or...
He can take up other jobs.
Yeah, he can take any job in this world. But if we consider visually impaired, we have to consider some situation. Because visually impaired can do the work, but something has to be considered.
They need continuous assistance.
Continuous assistance are possible and opportunity is very less. There are companies like Infosys, IBM, those who are employing the visually impaired. But people, those who are having some limited education, they are not in a position to get all jobs.
Okay.
Last February, when I went to Prime Minister's office.
Hmm.
Before that, I prayed to Swami, Swami, please save me, because I want to do something like that. Make me as a wonderful instrument of you only. Then I was having a discussion with Principal Secretary of Prime Minister, T.K. Nayasa. He is in a position to support every positive aspects, activity for the society. I told, sir, we have some problem, like employment problem in our country. So government have to take initiative for that. Some companies are doing a lot of things. As soon as possible, he called Sunil Mittal. And he arranged me an appointment with Balasubramanian, sir. He is working with Sunil Mittal, sir. And we decided to visit some centers for the visually impaired in India. In Delhi, I have shown them how the visually impaired are using computers and everything. They are convinced. So they have already decided to appoint approximately 20 plus 15, I think so, in Delhi. They have already decided to appoint the visually impaired for call center job in Delhi, in Airtel. And they are telling that they will be expanding that things to all circles, other circles also.
Okay.
As a next steps.
My
own ego or ignorance or whatever stopped all of my activities. Then as soon as I give everything into Swami's hand, he changed everything, the shape. And let me share you other things, because I have learned lot of universal designing principles and everything. Still I was not in a position to implement that things. Then Friday itself I came and I was shouting a person, these things are happening, what to do or something like
that.
And somebody was telling that we had a youth camp. I was asking, Swami, what can I do? I am not in a position to do anything for this project. I am totally disappointed. Please do something. Please provide me a hand. The same night, our state president was telling, there are lot of opportunity to convey messages of Swami.
Okay.
And there will be a discussion with our Honorable Chakravarti sir and Venkatraman sir.
In Puttaparthi.
In Puttaparthi. The discussion happened. Actually, I was not in a position to utter anything. Be frank. Utter any word to the persons, those who came. Still disappointment came. I was talking to Swami like shouting. Swami, what is this? You are not doing anything upon me. What is this, Swami? Please help me. After that, suddenly I felt meeting SP, state president, Mugundan sir.
Okay,
And Swami felt me reminding some things for him related to what I have come through, because I have got a lot of experience from Swami, especially through Radio Sai. There was an interview with our Chakravarti sir. He was telling that God is his boss. That things came to my mind. And there was another program, a drama, that was a journey through train. One blind man came and Swami disguised himself. And helped him. And some fellow reached only the faith upon God or something. I was like seeing that films or something like that. Then I met Mugundan sir and I asked, sir, I have this plan so I can do within and I can spend half an hour per every day for Swami's service. But I want help from this Radio Sai or Puttaparthi. Sir told, come in the night. The night also I met him. He told, I can meet Radio Sai team. And yesterday I came and I met both you and Bishu, sir.
Yes.
You accepted that things, I can do everything. And today also I was meditating upon Swami. I was getting lot of concept about my project, how to develop.
So please tell more about the project. What are your future plans?
Actually, I am planning to provide lot of opportunity for the visually impaired, deaf and dumb, deaf blind, and learning disability.
Okay.
I think deaf blind refer to the communities, those who are like Helen Keller.
Yes.
Because they are not in a position to read, communicate.
Yesterday you were telling that you want to convey Swami's message to them.
I can convey that message to them also. I am planning to set up a server or something like that for them. Them only. Because everybody can read a lot of books or something like that.
Yes.
Because actually Swami's message helped me to develop a lot of things. Because Swami always tell that knowing the things and shutting up the things only in your memory is not a thing which the person has to do. You have to convey.
You want to make something so that the visually impaired people also can understand Swami's message and can...
Yeah, actually I want to provide that message to everybody. So I am setting up a system for that. So I am planning to spend half an hour per day for doing that task.
Okay.
So I really want to convey that message because Swami is helping me.
How you want to do this project in future for the visually impaired people?
I will convert everything into accessible format.
What is accessible format?
A format which can be read by visually impaired.
Yeah, how?
Actually, we have access technology. Screen readers and everything. That will pick up the relevant information from the screen and convert into accessible format.
Audio format. Okay.
That can convert even to braille format also. By the help of that, we use computers. Swami shown me lot of people, those who have taken even PhD. They are visually impaired in mathematics and some other. In NASA, visually impaired made an aeroplane.
Oh, is it?
In US, they have a technology for driving the car. Visually impaired drive through Daytona International Highway.
Okay. So you want to start this project from Swami's message, from Swami's literature. You want to transfer the Swami's literature for visually impaired people.
Swami's literature and Swami's glory. Because yesterday night I was meditating upon the project which I have already discussed with Radio Sai.
Yes.
What to convert.
Yes.
Yesterday in the darshan, I went to Swami Samadhi requesting, Swami, please help me. I don't know anything. I am your weapon. Today, the Swami's message is that if I want to believe the God, there should be love. And love can always provide a lot of devotion to the God. And I have to know the glory of the God. Then only I can become a good believer. So I am planning to convert a lot of glory of Swami. And wonderful things, you know, the hospital.
Yes, Swami's free super specialty hospital.
Yeah, actually, Swami also himself provided me a wonderful opportunity for Prashanthi Seva.
Yeah, please tell about that. I wanted to ask you, have you come for Prashanthi Seva?
Yeah, actually, my friend Vineet, Sandeep and Sachit sir arised my interest for Seva purpose. Then, somebody told that a disabled person cannot be brought for Swami's service.
Okay. So someone discouraged you.
Then I was thinking, Swami will find things for me. Then I told Vineet, don't worry, we can find something. I came here, somebody from Calicut district discussing my things. They decided me to put into Sai Gayatri. There is a home of beloved Bhagavan nearby our super specialty hospital.
Yes.
They put me there.
So what duty were you assigned?
I was assisting them for gardening.
Okay.
With water and some other things. And that was only for some like half an hour duty or something. I requested Bhagavan, what is this? Bhagavan, I am boring here. I am having your food but not doing proper work. I don't want anything to be like that. The next morning, I got a call from one of my friend, Ajesh. He is doing his PhD from IIT Chennai right now. I asked Ajesh ji, I am not getting any job. What can I do?
You are not getting any service activity.
I am not getting any computer work also.
Okay.
Please provide something like that. I am totally boring. Then, as soon as possible, he asked, why didn't you contact Ram Dayal? He is a person from Kananur. He is the coordinator of Swami's activities, like related to computer. He is a programmer in Bangalore. He provided his number. I called him. I am not getting any work. I am totally bored. Please provide me some computer related. He told, we have lot of data. You have to convert that into Excel.
Okay.
We have to keep the records of the devotees, sevadals, those who are coming here. As soon as possible, I came to Prashanthi Nilayam. I didn't have any laptop at that time.
Okay.
And I requested him for his laptop and along with the internet connection for downloading my screen reader software. He kept download that software and loaded it into his laptop and provided his PC along with a lot of data. And my friend Vineet helped me to read that, because that was written.
Okay.
Then I typed that materials. Actually, that was a biggest work, actually. Because I had lot of data. I got lot of things. I was extremely happy, because I never felt that sort of satisfaction in my service or whatever activities in my life.
So you prayed to Bhagwan and you got the opportunity to serve, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was fantastic.
Now I want to ask you one thing, Jijesh. Like, you have been doing so many service activities. How has these service activities helped you personally in transforming your life?
Actually, I am nothing. I recently came to know that everything is Bhagavan's things. He is making us instruments. Actually, Bhagavan was teaching me. I had to face a lot of difficulties in my life. But at last, not least, because Bhagavan was providing me the answer. We had valedictory function of our Kerala youth camp.
Okay.
I have already mentioned to you that fact. Government is in a position to set up that resource center for doing my work or something like that.
Yes.
I was praying Bhagavan earlier also. Bhagavan, please provide me a golden opportunity or something. What shall I do? I went to NIT Calicut for setting up that system. They told me that there is no professors available for your works. Nobody can find any time for me, because they have to devote some time for my things also. A lot of things happen. So I told Bhagavan, what shall I do? I was planning to go abroad for doing service. But Bhagavan was telling that fact, you work for the country. Because I was offered a lot of salary from different organization. That was equal to half money which I can get from US, half percentage of the money which I can get from US, especially in India.
Okay.
But I was not satisfied with somebody. Because a lot of persons were offering a lot of salary or whatever for the accessibility project. Only the things which I have to do is this. I have to introduce the project to the government or something like that. I don't know why. I was not satisfied with anything.
Okay.
Because some force was leading me. You know, last 2 years, I was living without salary or something like that. But every aspect of my life was totally covered by the help of Bhagavan.
Okay.
The God only. Because I didn't have to face any problem. Because I got scholarships for my studies or something like that. I got Big Bang Memorial Scholarship from US for my study purpose. That is what which I am doing. And even in my accessibility studies from Australia also, I am getting the scholarship. So I had to pay only $150 for my class. Only $150. That equal to 7,500 Indian money. And apart from that, my all things are covered. Because earlier, I remember a quotation from Swami. Whatever the positive things which you are doing, Swami will be with me. That things really happen. Because once I came for the service with one of my friend, Damodar Nair. He read out that books to me, that quotations to me.
Okay.
Because that was the one of the most important weapon in my life. And let me share you one of the other incident also, because that is very important to my life. Swami introduced me a lot of concept in technology. I was not going to any university source, but Swami is providing me different concepts, lot of things. And unless I get a wonderful opportunities in Radio Sai or for doing this project, I would have been a madman, be frank. Then in the valedictory function, Ramani Sir was delivering a speech. He told, let me share the secret of all success. You consider your works as Bhagavan's work.
Yeah, you surrender to Bhagavan.
Then everything happen. Unless anything happen, you can call on my telephone number. I will help you. He was telling like that. That was a medicine to my problems.
Okay.
Like a capsule or tablet. You can call any name. Then that really transformed me, because I told Bhagavan, everything is yours. Bhagavan, please provide me the chance. I am going to do your own work, not mine. That is the secret of yesterday's success in your meeting. And today also I was meditating upon some aspects of my project. So I got the answer for that also today.
Okay, Jesus, now finally before concluding, one last question I would like to ask you. Like as I was telling you, like because of your different ability, that is visual impairment, you face a lot of challenges in your life, but still you have come up a lot in your life, you have succeeded a lot, you have achieved a lot, and in fact you have got a very great future plans in your life, like you want to help other visually impaired people also. Like, what you would like to tell who are also visually impaired like you? Can you suggest some things for them?
Keep the faith upon God. For that also I have a story which happened nearby my place. He is also visually impaired. He got an accident. His name is Sai. He was blessed by Bhagawan. He was in the ICU. His father was like crying. I think he came from the ICU after 5 days. And his father was telling that I was totally tense. Then that fellow was replying like, Father, why you are worrying? I was playing with Swami in Prashanthi Nilaya. Actually, Swami himself inspired that father to tell me that story. Actually, these types of beliefs really helped me. Let me share you some other incidents also. I was supposed to learn the computer science from Bangalore University for designing accessibility things for the blind. But due to some accessibility problem, I had to waste 3 years in my life. 3 years.
Okay.
Because university didn't accept me for learning that programming. After that, Swami himself guided me a lot of things. Right now, I do not have any programming knowledge or doing the development. But Swami is leading me because I am daily receiving a lot of tips from Swami, like the form of Swami's devotee.
So you are saying that faith in God will lead us to success.
Yeah. And we have to convey the message which we got into our life from, whether it is from Swami's or Vedas or everything.
Okay.
Because everything is Swami. If you meditate upon the God, you do not require any guru or something. You even don't have to go through Upanishads or Vedas or something like that. The answer will come from the God who is already in you.
Yes, that's right.
You and me are same. There is no any difference between us. But only thing is this, you have to understand, you have to plug in with me. That was told by our beloved Dr. Venkatraman sir.
Yes.
Last Saturday. That also really helped me. Because I was roaming like a modern technology persons or something like
that. Okay, Jijesh, thank you so much for coming to the studios and talking to us. In fact, it was really an inspiration talking to you. On behalf of the entire team of Radio Sai, I thank you for coming here. And also, I wish you good luck for your future projects that you have plans, and also pray to Swami to make you His worthy instrument in His divine mission. Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam.
Sairam, you just heard an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought you a conversation with Mr. Jijesh, a very active and committed Sai youth from the South Indian state of Kerala. Jijesh is visually impaired since birth. This was first featured as part of our Thursday live broadcast on 9th May 2013. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. on Asia Stream, you can listen to a new Seva story. This segment is hosted by Raghu and it's called Service Love in Action. If you are listening to us via other streams, you can download these programs from our website www.radiosai.org. Please do send in your feedback and comments as always to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Ekumkar Satnam Karta Purak Nirpar Nirvair Akal Murat Ajuni Sebhan Gur Parsad Jap Aad Sach Jugaad Sach है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच।